Welcome to Love in Focus, the power of communication in relationships. I'm Rika Lasalm, and this season we're diving deep into the most crucial aspect of any relationship, communication. Today's episode is all about why communication is the foundation of every strong relationship. Whether you're in a new relationship, married for years, or looking to strengthen your connection with your partner, the way you communicate can make all the difference. So let's explore why communication is so important, common pitfalls to avoid, and actionable steps you can take to improve the way you and your partner talk, listen, and connect. Welcome to Love in Focus, the power of communication in relationships. In this episode, we explore how to identify, express, and meet emotional needs in a way that deepens connection and strengthens intimacy. Why emotional needs are vital in relationships. Every person has emotional needs, such as feeling loved, valued, secure, and understood. When emotional needs go unmet, resentment, loneliness, and emotional disconnection can develop. Learning to communicate these needs effectively prevents frustration and builds stronger intimacy. And here are five common mistakes when expressing emotional needs that you might have made in the past or in your current relationship and need to address them ASAP. Expecting your partner to just know. Now, your partner isn't a mind reader, and let me tell you that can be quite frustrating if your partner thinks that you should just know what they mean or what they think, especially if you've just started your relationship. If you've been in a relationship for, say, 20 plus years, then it's more reasonable to expect your partner to know what you mean. Hinting instead of asking directly. Being vague leads to misunderstandings. Blaming instead of expressing feelings. Saying, "You never listen to me," versus, "I feel unheard when we talk." Downplaying or ignoring your own needs. Suppressing needs leads to frustration and resentment. Not listening to your partner's needs. Focusing only on your needs and missing theirs leads to imbalance. So, what kind of technique can you possibly use to overcome this? Well, one of them is the Identify Express Request framework. So what is it? This method helps you clearly articulate your emotional needs so your partner can understand and meet them. And here are the three steps to implement. Identify the need. What are you feeling? For example, lonely, disconnected, unappreciated. Express it clearly. Use I statements to share your emotions. And finally, make a specific request. Ask for what you need in a positive, actionable way. And I'll give you an example right now. Before, you might have said, "You never spend time with me." But after, you might say, "I feel disconnected when we didn't have quality time together. Can we schedule a date night this weekend?" If you want some tips on date nights to help strengthen your emotional relationship, you can check the link in the description below if you're on YouTube, where I have linked to a blog post. And if you purchase the course, it will also be in the description below of the video. So let's look at a case study here. How Lauren and Josh improved emotional communication. Lauren and Josh had been dating for 3 years, but Lauren often felt emotionally distant from Josh. She longed for more affection and reassurance, but instead of asking for it, she became withdrawn and frustrated. After learning about the Identify Express Request framework, Lauren changed her approach. Lauren identified her need for emotional reassurance. She expressed it without blame. "I feel loved when you tell me you appreciate me." She made a direct request. "Would you be open to expressing appreciation more often?" Here are five actionable takeaways for communicating emotional needs. Be honest about what you need. Suppressing emotions leads to frustration and resentment. Use the Identify Express Request framework. Clearly communicate your needs without blame or guilt. Validate your partner's needs too.
A healthy relationship requires mutual emotional support. Check in regularly. Ask, how are we doing emotionally, to ensure needs are constantly met. Make requests, not demands. Saying, I'd love for us to spend more time together, is better than, you never prioritize me. The examples provided in this episode, including Lauren and Josh's story, are for illustrative purposes only. Results are not implied or guaranteed. Every relationship is unique and emotional needs must be addressed with mutual understanding and respect. If emotional disconnection persists, consider seeking support from a licensed therapist or relationship coach. And as always, I have a free PDF that you can download in the description below. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and turn on notification so that I can notify you whenever I upload new videos here on YouTube. You might also want to comment and tell me which kind of technique you have used in the past or a technique that you are using right now to help improve your communication. Thanks for tuning in to episode 9 of Love in Focus, the Power of Communication in Relationships. And don't forget to subscribe, because in the next episode, we'll be wrapping up this season with a special discussing on sustaining long-term communication habits for a healthy relationship.